I'm Sean Crawford on today's NPR Illinois State Journal Register Business Report. An update on what's in store for the old Kmart store on Wabash in Springfield, and a surge in solar for CWLP. Joined by Tim Landis, business editor for the SJR. Tim, let's start with CWLP in Springfield, on pace apparently for record solar installations this year.
They are for the fiscal year that ends in February. They've been down for a couple of years. It's picked back up, and they are expecting to install more solar systems this year than at any time since they started a rebate program back in 2012. Now, one of the largest is at Crawford, Murphy & Tilley. They're a design and engineering firm out on Washington Street. And by the end of January, they'll have something like 3,700 solar panels on the roof and also on a network of carport systems. They're estimating that's going to supply about 90% of their power needs each year.
Well, you mentioned there were rebates involved. I know there are tax credits as well. What are some of the other reasons this is picking up so much steam?
Well, City Water, Light, and Power has had the rebate program, as I mentioned, since 2012. But one of the things that has been clarified as a result of the nuclear power bill signed earlier by Governor Rauner is the state tax credit system for solar systems. There was a lot of uncertainty about the funding. Well, that now has dedicated funds as a result of that legislation, which, as you know, the nuclear plant part of it was quite controversial, but now they have something like $200 million a year set aside for solar systems, and so they're attributing some of the revived interest to just knowing that money will be out there now.
Also, you reported on some renovations that are taking place, the old Methodist Church. There are going to be some apartments there, I believe, and what else is going on?
Well, this is the former First United Methodist Church at 5th and Capitol. The building's been vacant since 2008. Well, earlier this year, the Springfield Project, which is a not-for-profit community development group, and the Greater Springfield Chamber of Commerce had a contract to purchase that building, and now they're going through that process to actually renovate that. There'll be 25 one- and two-bedroom apartments, and the former sanctuary will be renovated for the Springfield Chamber Office and the Springfield Project. They're looking to get that started probably next spring, and it would take about a year.
And speaking of work being done on some of the structures in the Springfield area, the Executive Mansion, where the Governor and First Lady reside, preliminary work on a pretty big project there getting underway.
Well, there's a $16 million renovation that we've all reported on that should begin next spring, but they have begun some of the preliminary groundwork and preparation for relocating furniture, artwork, and some of the other artifacts. That's expected to pick up next month. Public tours will end January 1. And as we've all reported, the Rauners are planning to live at the state fairgrounds while that work is going on. We're told they will stay until probably February, March, before that particular piece of it begins, and then the major construction would start.
We've talked before about the Kmart on Wabash at Wabash and Veterans, which is now closed. The part of the company's decision to close down many stores across the country, that was one of them. You've learned a little bit more about what's going to take its place.
Well, we had learned earlier, Kmart, which, by the way, Sunday was their last day of business on Wabash Avenue, Burlington Coats and Outback Steakhouse have already signed leases for that space. Some more details have come out about the project. The company that owns the center there, Seritage Growth Properties, plans to build two additional retail spaces, one at the northwest corner of the Kmart parking lot and the other at the northeast corner. We know at least one of those will be a restaurant. We don't know which restaurant yet. And they're also planning to add on to the Kmart building itself, both on the east and west sides. That they're thinking will probably come to the city council in the next few weeks for final approval, and we could see some work certainly next spring.
Okay. Tim Landis is the business editor for the State Journal Register. Read the latest stories he's working on each day in the SJR.